Hello and welcome back to an episode of the Legion of Vernob. I am your Dungeon Master Clark, and with me, as always, are the four caballeros. We got Tony. Hi, Tony.
Hello.
Hi, Chris.
What's up?
Hi, morning people, Bobby and Winston.
Yes, I am morning because Jimmy Buffett just passed.
Oh, no. Date this episode harder.
Do you think they wear, like, tropical shirts at that funeral? They probably would.
Well, yeah. I think at all the Margaritavilles, they wear a black armband with Hawaiian print.
Did they, like, fill the margaritas half full and remember? Yeah,
I was going to say the giant volcano in the center of the room only belches half mist. Welcome back to Legion of Vernob. It has been quite some time since our last episode for both the players and the listeners. We apologize for the inconvenience and the delay. We were dealing with many circumstances, but for now, we're going to go ahead and get right back into it. Firstly, let's do a short recap of where the fuck we are. You guys are currently trying to cut the head off a snake, and you have successfully done so. There is a civil war brewing. Many of the grand clerics of Marlana have taken against the Sultan Renob himself and decided to do a little coup action. They've gotten some of the contestants from this wedding game that you were playing to become part of it, and you were specifically tasked with taking care of this fomenting insurrection, or at least this arm of it, led by the Obermaster General Grumblestash Headway. He's a gnome from Blossom's Ridge, and he's also got a beef with muffins. He stole a magic book and used it to pump himself up full of the powers of dead adventurers, and then he got his shit pushed in by you guys in a sewer, as is tradition.
Woo!
From there, you guys fought him, and then you fought another version of him, his final form, so to speak. He was a Deo, as a matter of fact, a djinn from the elemental plane of Earth, with four arms, and his body was made out of pure rock. You guys managed a victory from the jaws of defeat. Several of you should still be blinking in the red with your hit points because of quick thinking from Plick Pluck. Or rather, complete fucking chance, as he used the Wand of Wonder and then slowed him with the Wand of Wonder, give you guys a abject huge advantage in that combat, because he was slowed, minus 2 AC, so his AC was 18 instead of 20, and then he couldn't take reactions. So, yeah, that was bullshit. I'm still salty about it 6 fucking months later.
That's what you get for planning things. Come on.
At the death, you guys are currently in a space that has been manufactured by Grumblestash, but as his defeat is now imminent, or rather, I guess, has happened, the space around you is falling. It's a pocket dimension made to look like a magnificent mansion, but unfortunately, since Grumblestash is dead, the illusion, the conjuration, rather, is fading fast as the world around you shakes. Does everyone have their character sheet ready? Because we're going to roll initiative.
Yeah. What's a character sheet? Yeah, I was about to say, like, what? Can you let me know what my draw phase is and what? How many cards am I allowed to have in my hand?
How many pieces of Exodia do we need to win?
When do I get to put down this GameCube controller? I haven't used it yet.
You know, it's the worst idea, a podcast about a tabletop game like Yu-Gi-Oh or chess, where we just describe what's happening.
Yeah, I'm sure there's podcasts like that that have been going on for a decade because people don't know when to stop.
And they have millions of patrons.
Yeah.
What's a patron?
All right. You guys are all standing on a platform in the center of a terminus between 5 separate tunnels, one of which you knew you came from, the other of which you don't know where they lead. The world around you is shaking. The chains that are holding up this platform in the middle of this terminus above this bottomless pit are rattling madly. You find yourself shaking along with it. You immediately know that you have to make your way out of here real soon or something bad is going to happen. Muffins, you are first in the order for our decision-making. Only one of these paths, the path that you know of, is a path that you know where it leads out of. However, you can chance a different path. What would you like to do?
Could you please just remind me, how did we get in here? Was this like a door?
It is a series of tunnels. Tunnels leading from all around this magical mansion.
No, I'm sorry. How did we get into the magical mansion initially?
Yes, there is a door. That is correct.
Okay. And where was the door?
The door was in the sort of front vestibule. It's a front area of the mansion where you guys had a conversation with some random guards. And then you sort of left that area, entered into a garden area that was covered in trees. And in that garden area was a river. Also in that garden area, a good amount of like royalty and sponsors and fancy hoity-toity austerity people were meeting with each other. There was a garden party happening at the time. You guys sort of skipped past that and went straight for...
No side quests.
Yes, went straight for the band because they were all disguised as Grumble Stashes. And between yourself and the band, there was a river. That river is where you guys eventually went down. Grumble Stash almost murdered Muffins. And then from there, you made your way here after you animated a wall.
Thank you. I'm not much of a... I'm always saying we've taken enough chances today. I want to try and leap across the gap and go back the way we came.
Okay. It is quite a leap. The any way you choose would be this leap. It is about a 15-foot gap between yourself and the tunnel, which is slightly elevated. So it's going to be a hard hop. If you'd like, you can try to roll me an athletics check for a straight up and down leap. It is not an acrobatics check. This is an athletics check if you want to try and make that jump.
I will delay my turn until someone else comes up with a plan while I pull up my spell slots.
All right, Flick Fluck, you're next in the order. You're looking pretty ragged right now, if memory serves.
I think I got a heal spell right at the end that actually boosts me pretty good.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Cramble did that thing.
What's that?
I think he said, like, a healing word or something. So this is my play, but you're going to have to fill me in on maybe what my character knows. I want to cast Polymorph on myself into a big flying thing. So, like, pterodactyl or like a fast giant eagle or something. But
you're gonna polymorph yourself into a big flying thing?
But I need to know what my character knows as far as what animals he's seen.
You have been the famous pterodactyl Johnny in the past. I can't believe you forgot.
This is true.
All right, pterodactyl
sure,
Johnny.
Let's do it. We're throwing on the leather jacket and we're transforming into the giant pterodactyl.
Pterodactyl Johnny makes a reappearance into the world, and the fames just go fucking bananas. You can hear them screaming.
Oh my god!
You are the onion bubs of this show, Pterodactyl Johnny.
Are there, like, sharks in the sewer? Can I, like, gather everyone on my back and, like, jump over the sharks?
There are not sharks in the sewer. There is a bottomless
pit.
Maybe,
like, on a jet ski.
I'm sorry.
And go A.
I'm sorry, Pterodactyl Johnny. There's no way that you'll be able to carry everyone in your mighty talents.
Jump the shark.
We did that a while ago.
There'd be no way that you're able to carry everyone in your massive talents, Pterodactyl Johnny, but you could probably scoop up one person before you fly off.
I'll grab Muffins, since he seems to be looking at the edge of the pit and trying to figure out what to do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Muffins, you are scooped up by Pterodactyl Johnny. Pterodactyl Johnny, do you head down the tunnel that you know or the tunnels that you don't?
I'm gonna go down the tunnels that we don't know.
I have a solution to get Cramwell and Murdar across if they need help.
Murdar is not playing. If you
yeah, was. It's mainly 1460. Speaking of jumping the shark,
man, it has been a while. Well, I have a way. If you two are interested, I can cast floating disc, in which a plane of force will just follow me around. And as long as you two boys can fit on 3 feet of diameter and not weigh 500 pounds, you can just float with me.
Well, I am a horse guy, so I don't know.
How much
I
is can... a horse?
I got
How much
to...
is a horse? I don't think you want to know.
I got.
Okay.
I got.
Cramwell, you can be on my disc. Centaurs weigh 750.
Muffins. Before the D&D fans tear us apart. It can't move. It can move across uneven terrain, up or down stairs, slopes, and the like. But it can't cross an elevation change of 10 or more feet.
Aww.
I think bottomless is 10 or more feet, but my math might be wrong.
And how long?
I like the image of us making this floating disc train, and then like Cramwell's on it, and then he just slowly sinks down.
Oh no! It's not working.
And how far is this gap we need to jump?
15 feet.
Okay.
I mean, you could potentially try and make that work, like, after you get past the gap, as long as there's no more elevation changes.
Do we have 15 feet of rope? Because what if we hold the rope taut, creating a bridge, and then the floating disc sees that as the floor?
Fucking game engine.
Fuck, I don't know. Yeah, sure. You'd have to tie one end to the thing and the other end to the to.
We need
like,
to invest in some thread.
Yeah.
We'll just carry thread around.
No, it wouldn't work with thread, but I could probably argue that someone could stand on a rope.
Wizards of the Coast hates this one weird trick. would you like to try this or Cramwell, do you have a better solution? And I was going to say Manu, but Manu, you still fucked.
Thanks.
Manu should be able to fit on this disc. It's 3 feet in diameter.
It's got a weight limit.
Yes.
How fat is Manu?
Well, it's 500, and when you Google centaur weight, it brings up a lot of weird deviant art, and it says 750 pounds.
Manu's a medium-sized centaur. Manu, did you write anything on your character sheet for weight?
Weight? Oh, jeez. I don't think I have anything like that.
Yeah, the monster manual lists them to 2,100 pounds.
No, I got
a horse.
I got nothing, but I do think a horse is pretty heavy.
Yeah, I agree
with
that.
A horse is... Holy shit! Horses are big boys! 1,500 to 2,200. No, you're not getting on my disc, fat ass.
So I'm going to say that the disc is
15-foot jump isn't that bad.
I'm going to say that the disc is probably not a bad idea, but it's probably pretty fucked to do all those steps because you're going to need to tie a rope in several places. So maybe Muffins, hold your action, and then let's see what Manu's going to do. Manu, big pit, 15 feet, what you got?
I don't know. I don't think I can do that. I got shit. Can I deflect projectiles? I don't know. What is that?
Just jump. You're fit horse, man.
Yeah, I guess I'll just do the athletic. Can I get a running start on where I am?
Yeah. You can spend how many key points you got left?
I'm going to say all of them because I never marked how many from last time.
No, you've definitely spent some. How many do you normally have?
Man, I have no idea how many key points I start with. I'm going to say, well, I can do an athletics check. I don't need key points for that.
If you guys are level 13, 12, what level are you guys at?
16.
We're like a 15, aren't we?
15?
17, holy shit.
17? You have 17 key points. Key points.
Easy enough. All right, well, I definitely have some.
Let's say that you have 9 left after your combat with Grumble Stash.
All right, that'll work.
Okay. All right, you can spend one key point and double your jump distance. If you do so, you won't have to make a check to cross this gap.
Oh, okay, I'll just do that then. That's a good plan. Too bad you needed 9 key points to win the game, and you just wasted one in this dumb pit.
Uncooked question before you cross.
That's a classic Clark move. Just fucking.
Are you gonna bring Cramwell with, or are you gonna leave Cramwell on the platform behind you?
I guess I'll bring him with.
Okay.
As much as I want to see what his plan is from here, I'll bring him with.
Okay. He's going to ride your back. Oh, the shippers are going to go crazy.
They're
going
to love this.
Ew.
Pterodactyl Johnny and Cram 1469 at the same time.
Cram 1469.
Cramu? What? I don't know. Cramwell, you are scooped up by Manu 1469 and you are now riding on his back as Pterodactyl Johnny lets out a mighty shriek. And all four of you successfully make it past the pit. The moment that Manu 1469's feet leave the platform, you hear a crunch and a shake as chains rattle, and you hear them falling down the pit behind you. You guys begin to move forward. Muffins and Cramwell, you both still have an action before the next segment of this escape. Are you going to do anything specific? You are now being carried, both of you, so you don't need to move. But you have heals, bardic inspiration, anything of that nature before we move on to this next part.
Clerics don't have anything that can, like, restore spell slots to people, do they?
No.
No. If they did, I just use it on myself all the time, so I can put bees on people.
Wizard of the Coast hates this one trick.
Just infinite bees.
B-Ray.
I'm tempted to cast Enlarge on Pterodactyl Johnny, but knowing our luck, he'd be too large for the sewer.
That's probably a good call.
Because... you know, I visualize this giant pterodactyl carrying all three of us to safety, but the fun police would be like, no, his wings snap against the walls of the sewers.
Yo, dog, the sewer can barely fit this fucking pterodactyl as it is, of course. Just ask me that question next time. Instead of getting all answered.
I'm looking up the wingspan of pterodactyl. Yeah, that's not shit. Anyway, how about I cast haste on pterodactyl? How about I cast haste on Pterodactyl Johnny?
Oh, there you go.
Depends on which pterodactyl you're talking about. I assume in D&D terms, this is a pterodactyl that's large enough to carry your fat ass, so it's gotta be at least the big one.
I'm a cat. I'm a little cat.
They're still not huge. If he had a 4-foot wingspan like one of these things, then he wouldn't be able to carry you at all.
Like, I know the one that I transformed into the past was like the fucking enormous one,
yes.
But I'm assuming with this smaller factor, we're talking about just big enough to fit. So.
This is probably in terms of the types of pterodactyls, a Benguela Oberli, which has a 12-foot wingspan. It has to be big enough to carry someone.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah.
Like eagles have picked up cats before.
Meow! All right, so... Muffins, Cramwell, any additional actions before the next segment of this escape happens?
Well, I was going to do haste.
Haste! Oh my god. Okay, yeah, for sure.
Okay, I do it. I guess, because he's willing.
You cast it on Plickbuck?
Yes, on Pterodactyl right. Johnny.
Pterodactyl Johnny, you feel magic cocaine coursing through your body. you are hasted now, meaning that you have double... movement speed. You can use one additional action, but that can only be used for a single attack. And you have additional +2 AC. However, you keep in mind that if haste and concentration gets broken for any reason, you are going to lose that and gain a point of exhaustion.
Oh, we're just dashing.
Yes, as they say, scrawr!
And I'm thinking really hard. I'm, like, not letting myself get distracted. Oh, who was that one actor that was on How I Met Your Mother for that 3 episodes? Oh, it was the guy from Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. He was on House, and then they killed off his character because he started to work at the White House during the Obama administration. Oh, it's on the tip. Oh, haste is gone.
Stupid. Cramwell. Any actions? Anything
I'm going to use mass healing word and heal the gang for 6 health.
Nice.
Yay.
We do take those.
It makes a living.
Everyone gets that except Plick Pluck because he's in pterodactyl form. He's at full pterodactyl health right now. All right. So the turn ends. The platform falls into the ground, into the pit. And you guys begin to rush forward. The fucking pterodactyl starts moving twice as fast and just speeds ahead, going as fast as his massive, skinny, flappy arms can fucking take him. At this moment in time, from one of these side paths that you take, you hear a groan coming from in front of you as from down the tunnel, you hear a massive rush of water heading towards you at a fucking breakneck pace as this place starts to break down. You can see it heading towards you. Muffins, you are first in the order. You have 6 seconds to react before you are having to make saves against this fucking bullshit.
Ooh.
Cats don't like water.
What, a thunder wave push it away?
You could certainly try that, yeah.
Alright, let me just... I got multiple spell slot locations. Let me look at all my options. Well, yeah, let's go with Thunder Wave.
All right. What I'm going to do, because this normally doesn't work like this, but we will rule of cool it. I want you to roll me an Arcana check, Muffins.
I got a 20, not nat.
A 20. Okay, perfect. All right. Are any of you other boys going to be taking an action against this deluge of water? I imagine Pterodactyl John, you're just going to sort of brace yourself because you're a pterodactyl.
Is it from what direction is it coming from in front of
you? Yes, it's coming from in front of you. The waters all goes to the terminus in the center of the room. So as you rush forward, you know, at your full movement, you're going to hit this. This water's going to hit you first, and that's going to hit. Like, or it's going to hit Manu 1469 Cramwell.
What?
But, yeah, it's coming from the direction you're coming from. It is basically large enough to fit the entirety of the sewer tunnel.
It's coming from the terminus.
No, it's coming from the other direction. The direction you're going.
Oh, so where it's, like, smashing us in the face.
Yeah.
Ooh. Do we want to change directions? That's the question.
You could potentially try. However, the platform in the center of the terminus is now gone.
It's just completely gone.
Yeah, you could fly, but your friends...
He doesn't got friends.
Well, we're going to find out what the swim speed of a pterodactyl is. Let's just go forward.
All right. So you're hoping that Muffin's magic will save you. Manu 1469, do you have anything?
Yeah. Asterisk, I am out of spell slots, so if it turns out that a pterodactyl don't swim too fast, you might be
in. Don't swim too fast.
Manu 1469, are you doing anything against this deluge?
I don't think I'm capable of doing anything against it.
All right, you are.
Can I hold on to the pterodactyl guy?
No, he is actually he's a good click in front of you now.
And you weigh so much.
So you are just going to use your action, Man of 1469, to dash to catch up to Pterodactyl Johnny, correct?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay.
All right. Seems like a good call.
I'm on his back, right?
Yeah.
Soon you'll be on his front.
Got him. Cramu 1469.
I guess I brace for impact.
All right. You grip onto the back of this fucking centaur man in hopes that you don't fucking fall off. That's going to give you advantage on a con save if you have to make
one. Wait, he grabbed onto me? I'm not going to help.
He's just holding on to you so he doesn't get his shit pushed in once a giant 7,000 gallons of water comes crashing on him.
Are you thinking I won't?
I won't allow it. I resist.
I've decided to buck him off.
Fuck him off.
both Cramwell and Manu fall into the bottomless pit.
No, it's the fucking disc, and then there's fucking Cramwell sitting on the disc as Manu's freezing in the water. He has to let go like at the end of the Titanic.
Alright, Muffins. Being the man who rolled a dirty 20 on this check, you reach forward with your Arcana check and you part the sea like fucking Moses with a thunder wave. You see an egress, a point of exit not far ahead, so you focus all of your magic into making sure that you guys aren't crushed under 7,000 gallons of water, and use a thunder wave to lave it in half, but you know, as I do, that this is not a concentration spell, otherwise Plickpuck would be fucked. And you only another moment to react to this. You've all gotten too close to a point of exit. There is a metal ladder that goes upwards. However, unfortunately, Pterodactyl Johnny looks like you might need hands to get it open. So one of your more handy people are going to need to handle it. And Manu 1469, you look at this ladder with dread. It is a ladder.
You're
no
classic.
Can any of you guys lift me?
You can potentially make it up. However, you also know, as a man with an equine build, that it takes you about four times as long to get up a ladder, and it's also very funny to watch.
I don't think I have anything for this once again. Can I do an athletics check to make it quicker?
You can. So we're going to get to this in a second. But first, someone with hands is going to need to handle this. Either Muffins or Cramwell needs to get up that ladder first in order to open that the top bit there. The grate that's on top. Looks pretty heavy,
Cramwell,
too.
Cramwell, you're probably stronger than me. You want to go?
I'm on my way.
Framwell's time has arrived as he jumps off the back of Manu 1469 in order to save yourselves as the rest of the water comes crashing towards you. Cramwell, you get up to the top ladder with relative ease as you have regular human feet. Go ahead and roll me an athletics check to push this grate up.
I rolled a 10.
Total?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Cramwell.
If only Muffins were here.
With my massive cat biceps.
Cramwell, you push the grate up, beating the DC exactly as you push it off of there, and light starts to pour into the water-filled tunnel. Now you have a problem. Pterodactyl Johnny, you easily swoop your way upwards. However,
when don't we have problems?
Manu 1469 is still stuck-ish. It's going to take him at least twice the amount of time to get up there. Cramwell, Muffins, do you have anything to help Manu 1469 up this ladder?
I have a rope trick.
Could I make trips? Could I just drop Muffins off and lift this horse? Is that still within my strength score? Is that not
happening? I will say that you can assist by attempting to pull him up while he attempts to climb.
I could do that.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. Because you are hasted, that does give you an additional action. Plus, you haven't used your action. So, you use an action, drop Muffins off at the top of the ladder, and with your super speed, your double hasted movement magically enhanced, you grab Manu 1469 by his haunches as he climbs up the ladder with his human hands and horse front feet. Manu 1469, I still would like you to roll me a quick athletics check at advantage to make sure that you
should really Manu, you should really sue the city for not being equine accessible.
Okay, I got like a 28.
28 does succeed, as a matter of fact. I checked the numbers and that was enough. That was more than the 10 that you needed. You are able to climb up the ladder with the help of Pterodactyl Johnny, your hero, that you're his biggest fan, as everyone is. And you easily climb up the ladder. The water then hits the momentary relief aided by the thunder wave, quickly dissipating as it did not require concentration. And you saved yourselves, but only temporarily. You find yourselves in a hallway. You don't know exactly where you are in the complex. You are surrounded by mushrooms in large pots. The mushrooms are all glowing. You hear the cries of guards and other staff down the hallways in both directions. The hallway is marbled and very pretty. You see no one in your specific section of hallway. I wonder, next, how are you guys going to proceed? There are two paths from here, one that heads to your left and one that heads to your right.
I think we should split up.
Split the party. All right, everyone get in different rooms.
You jump into the painting.
I vote left.
Left is fine.
All right. If you want to know how to do this in terms of D&D rules, roll me a survival check to find out which direction you'd like to go. You can also ask questions instead of just picking a direction.
Oh.
I think I'm rushing. I don't think I'm thinking too hard.
I rolled a 14, and I would like to use my cat-like senses to look and smell.
All right. You use your enhanced sniffers. You feel tingles on your whiskers of the direction that the fresh Marlanan air is coming from. And you can, in fact, tell that the exit is most likely to the left with a 14.
I just kind of knew it.
I'm going to throw caution to the wind and choose left.
Seems like cheating.
All right, Pterodactyl Johnny and Manu 1469, are you going to continue holding on to your compatriots?
If I can't lift him fully, I think I'm going to swap back to Muffins.
Yes. All right, Pterodactyl Johnny grabs Muffins. Manu 1469, are you still being shifted with Grandma?
Yeah, I'll shake Cranwell off me. Like, get the fuck off me, dude. We're just going down a hallway.
Whoa!
No, he's already off of you at this point.
Oh, so well, then I just walked down the hallway. Pterodactyl
Johnny, and Pterodactyl Johnny heads forward with his enhanced running. The horse proceeds forward as well, and then followed by the out of shape bard cleric leading up the rear.
Can I do a nature check on those mushrooms?
Sure.
Okay, I rolled a 17.
17. Okay, you can tell that these mushrooms are hallucinogenics from Blossom's Ridge. You don't know their names, but you have seen their like before.
Oh, you don't tell a Cramwell that. I'm going to scrape up as many as I can and throw them into a bag. I'm going to look at everybody. I'm going to put one close to my mouth, and then I'm going to put it into the bag and shake my head just a little bit.
All right. Roll me a quick sleight of hand check.
12.
You get one very large, because all these mushrooms are huge. You get one mushroom, and you shove it into your bag, and then you begin to run. Pot and all, it's just in there. You begin to run, chase after Manu 1469. All right. At this point in time, you have chosen correctly, as from the right, the hallway begins to disintegrate and slowly fall into a deep darkness below. The pit is expanding. Pieces of the walls and the furniture are either turning into dust or falling into nothingness as you rush through. Several of the gnomish guards are attempting to help up one of their compatriots as you enter into another section of the mansion. It looks like this area is a courtyard. It's very strange. It's almost as if this area is outside, but you can tell that the illusion is fading as the sun in the sky keeps flickering on and off and on and off. Several of the trees in this area appear to be close to toppling. Muffins, you are first in the order. You are being held by Pterodactyl Johnny. There are several guards in this area. Most have not noticed you guys yet. What do you do?
Since we're just running through, I might just cast another Thunder Wave. Gotta keep the concentration of haste going.
You just drive by in these people.
Yeah. Just just not, because we're on the moon.
Oh, I stubbed my toe. I'm going to die in this void. Oh, what the fuck is that? A tarot? Kaboom!
Kaboom. Yeah, so I would like just to knock him out of the way with a thunder wave.
Okay. All right. You do a drive-by.
You came to the wrong neighborhood.
These guys are taken totally immediately unawares as Pterodactyl Johnny swoops past them and you thunder wave them into the forming pit. Oh, God. Pterodactyl Johnny, you hear the screams of the several gnomes go, "What is that, Pterodactyl Johnny?"
Oh no, they were fans.
It wouldn't be the first time we let fans down.
Pterodactyl Johnny, what you doing?
We gotta suss out where we need to go, right? I wanna do the same air techniques. I can't cast anything or anything, so I'm pretty much just a dinosaur.
That's all you need to be.
Yeah, let's sniff. Let's sniff with our dinosaur senses.
All right, yeah, you're trying to find the direction that you need to go. The courtyard has three exits that you can see clearly. There are no guards immediately running in any direction since they are now falling down a giant pit. Go ahead and roll me a survival check as well.
Check. All right, so this is probably altered by dinosaur senses, but I rolled a 17 just on the die.
Yeah, that is going to succeed. The dinosaur's senses are good, but their wisdom, I imagine, isn't very high. But we're going to go ahead and say that 17 is enough using your dino senses to get the air current's direction. You can sense them almost instinctually coming from the rightmost door in the three exits to the courtyard. You make a squawking sound and head in that direction. Okay, Manning 1469.
I'll follow Pterodactyl Johnny down there.
All right. You follow Pterodactyl Johnny. It is a good instinct to have. He's moving twice as fast as you are, and it's best you stay together. So you begin to follow him down the rightmost section, the rightmost area, as fast as your horsey hooves can take you. Cromwell.
It's pretty fast.
It's pretty damn fast, yeah.
I'm gonna try to catch up with them.
All right, Cramel, you run as well in that direction. Manning 1469 and Cromwell, I need both of you to roll me a quick dexterity saving throw as several of the trees in the courtyard. These are palm trees, in the style of Marlena. They fall over, their massive trunk screaming towards you. Roll me a dex save.
25.
25 succeeds. Scramble.
Rolling. 12.
12 does not succeed.
Yo!
Cramwell, you are hit with 8 bludgeoning damage as this tree comes down and smacks you. But the bigger threat to you is that you are now pinned under the tree by the leg and knocked prone.
We'll have to amputate.
The courtyard shudders around you all as three of you reach the exit, but hear Cromwell yelp as the tree falls on him and crushes his leg. It looks like he hasn't been harmed too bad, but now he is stuck as part of the courtyard behind you begins to disintegrate and fall into the nothingness that appears to be chasing you. Muffins, you are first in the order, still being held by Pterodactyl Johnny. You are at the exit to the courtyard. What do you do?
We gotta go back and save Cramwell, don't we?
It's up to you.
That means yes.
How does that mean yes? He'll just be mad at you forever. I don't know what's gonna happen besides that.
Oh, thank God you're here. I was about to be mad at you forever.
Hold on. I've got to look up if a spell's concentration. It's called Grease. So, Cramwell will squeeze you out of there, okay?
Thank you.
I just finger gun. I got one finger to my temple so I can hasten Pterodactyl Johnny. Then I finger gun at Cramwell and just. And grease squirts out of my finger on him.
You pull out a bit of pork rinds from your components pouch, which is actually the material component of this spell. And then you just summon a huge deluge of the stinkiest grease you can manage.
It could also be butter, I'm seeing.
Which do you prefer, though, really?
I kind of want the butter because it's grosser.
Okay, like butter it is.
I take those wrapped up pats of butters from restaurants.
I won't yuck your yum, my guy.
I have a whole bag of them, and they're all half melted and disgusting. I pull one out and I squish it in my fist.
Like you've had them in there for so long, it's like some of the restaurants have been closed for decades.
Yeah. Oh wow, we got a Quiznos.
Carl's Jr. Okay, you grease up the boy. One greased up.
You're welcome,
Grandma.
I'm all lubed up and ready to go.
Pterodactyl Johnny, you doing something?
I'm just dashing.
You're just moving forward?
Yeah.
All right, Pterodactyl Johnny's moving forward. Fuck Cramwell. Man in 1469, what are you doing?
Is there any bad guys around me?
None that are immediately here, and definitely none that are paying attention to you. You can see and hear some in the distance down the hallway that you're going towards. None that are, like, trying to attack you actively.
I guess let's follow the group, then.
All right, you follow Pterodactyl Johnny, leaving Cramwell pinned. Cramwell, it's your turn!
But Cramwell!
Good God.
I'm gonna squeeze out.
I would like you to roll me a dex... not a dexterity save. This would probably be a strength saving throw at advantage because of the grease. The DC has changed because you are slippery.
14.
The power is... the hierarchy of power has changed.
Trevor, you hear just this pop. As you save yourself and you push against the tree, your leg comes free, and you slide about 10 feet across the room as the tree falls into the nothing, and you begin to chase after Muffins, who has thankfully stayed behind to make sure you weren't fucking dead.
I'm gonna use the grease on my feet to... slide around like Shadow the Hedgehog runs with his rocket boots.
No, you're not going any faster. You're not going any faster. I'll let you do it, but you're not moving faster because of this. You should be tripping over yourself.
It's style points, that's all. I don't expect to be going faster.
I used a plot point to make sure he can do that.
Alright, you're moving forward with your grease soap shoes.
I didn't expect to go faster.
The courtyard behind you shudders and shakes and falls. Pterodactyl Johnny, you see the hallway in front of you is not doing much better. Large chunks of it are falling into the ground, into darkness, into nothingness, as the lights of this place begin to grow dim and then darken altogether. This place is now completely pitch black, except for just the faintest light at the end of this tunnel, what you know to be the exit in the vestibule. Pterodactyl Johnny, you are, or Muffins, you are first in the order. This place is now pitch black and there are large chunks missing from the floor. How do you proceed?
I have, like, improved dark vision, by the way.
Does?
Oh, I think I do, too. The
pterodactyl?
It's a class feature, so it might go away with the pterodactyl. Let me see. Polymorph says... beast. Game statistics, including mental ability scores, are replaced by... Okay. Re- retains alignment and personality, assumes the hit points of the new form. Probably gets lost, if I had to guess.
I would have to guess so as well. Pterodactyl Johnny, you're blinded, but your turn's not yet. Muffins, do you have a solution to this current present?
Do pterodactyls have dark vision?
I don't think so.
I have my... Oh, I just remembered I can turn to smoke. That would have helped to get across the gas. Oh, well. I have my laser pointer, and I naturally have dark vision. Could I use my laser pointer to guide him?
Is it like a caver?
I'm going to say that it's not a bad idea if it was just Pterodactyl John you had to worry about. Yeah, it's something that you could potentially use to save Pterodactyl Johnny. However, you have two other allies, and I don't believe either the centaur or the half-elf have dark vision.
Well, my mushroom's glowing, right?
It's in your bag.
Oh, it's in my bag. Okay.
I have magical tinkering, ability I believe I've never used. I can touch a non-magical object and let it shed bright light for 5 feet of light. Wow, that's pretty good. Clark, I'm going to do that.
All right, let's see. That is... All right, what is the object that you make glow?
How about the tip of my hat with the little bell on
it? I like that. That's very... I like that a lot. Yeah, okay.
I'm the light. Follow me!
Yes. You have 10 feet of light that's granted to you. Muffins, with your hat so bright, won't you guide these assholes tonight?
Yeah, that's right. This is a Christmas special.
It's a Christmas special. Muffins, you use your improved light to move forward. Pterodactyl Johnny, you're not too worried about running into anything, but you do stay somewhat close to the light source, I imagine, correct?
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
All right, you stay somewhat close to the light source as Muffins rushes forward. Manu 1469, you got something?
I mean, I'll just stay by the light source then. If I have nobody to fight... Yeah.
You stay next to the light source, Cramwell?
Yeah.
All right. You all move forward in the blackened hallway, the artificial magical light now gone. You hear more than see at this point the crumbling of the world around you, and you reach the vestibule, and there is one more gap to surmount, but unfortunately it's much larger than its other friends as... The vestibule crumbles around you, revealing Muffins stops short at the edge of what appears to be a 30-foot gap. Pterodactyl Johnny is still in play, so you have some additional assistance here. We're going to go ahead and say we're going to give Pterodactyl Johnny and Manu 1469 the first options here. Both of you have the options to surmount this gap. Manu 1469, you can jump twice of what you normally can by spending a key point, and Pterodactyl Johnny can fucking fly. So, do you guys save your comrades or leave them to their own devices?
Do you know that was Pterodactyl Johnny's merchandise slogan? It was a 90s wrestling shirt of Pterodactyl Johnny, and it says, Pterodactyl Johnny can fucking fly.
And it's like him doing a suple like from the top ropes or something.
Yeah. I'd buy that shirt.
I will allow Cramwell to ride with me across it.
Mount you.
I don't. Okay, now I don't let it happen.
The greased up Cramwell.
All right.
Oh yeah, no, he can't. He's gonna figure it out himself.
So just to be clear. Manu 1469 spends a key point and jumps across without Cramwell.
Yeah, correct. Texas size 10-4, good buddy.
Okay.
Oh, what a piece of shit.
All right. Manu 1469 jumps across by himself relatively easily and makes it out of the vestibule.
Dude, that was so easy.
Muffins, Cramwell, what do you do?
I'm grabbing Muffins and I'm flying across.
Thank you, Pterodactyl Johnny.
All right.
I mean, thank you.
Cramwell, the light source.
I point at Manu, and then I point at the ground.
Cramwell, the light source begins to slowly fade away from you as you are left in complete and utter darkness. As
hello, darkness, my old friend.
Muffins over. You watch as Manu 1469 leaves you in the crumbling mine palace of Grumblestash Headway. You can tell that your footing is precarious at best. What do you do?
Let me look at my spells real quick.
Let me oil myself up.
I'll probably use the spell light. There we go.
There we go. This is the moment in the movie where you click on the lights and there's all the eyeballs in the dark, so you can turn it back off.
Yeah, I'm going to touch my hand crossbow and make it a light.
Okay.
Oh, trusty hand crossbow, you've been with me through it all.
The mine palace shudders as Krem leaves the light on for himself. The area around him is shaking violently. Krem, roll me a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, I did really good at this last time.
And remember, you're grease. That means you get a times four multiplier.
That's a solid 9.
You all look behind you, seeing Cramwell there by himself in the light, left behind by Manu 1469. Cramwell.
It's so great on this side.
Cramwell, what are your last words exactly?
Is there a way to do trips? Like, I could totally drop Muffins off and come and get him. Or is this like a I'm out and then we get sucked away to another dimension?
It's hard to say. You absolutely know that you, Pterodactyl Johnny, are the only one who can save Cramwell. As you see the floor beneath him start to crumble.
Are you sure about this?
And we have Muffins on my back right now.
You also know that this mine palace is nearly dead. And you don't know what's going to happen to him if he falls into the nothingness. You don't know if he's going to be ejected based on your arcana knowledge as a regular Bergman. If this was a regular mine palace, everyone would be safely ejected. But you haven't seen those other Thunderwave gnomes show up here yet.
Here's an issue. As a pterodactyl, all of my belongings are melded into my body, including my rope and my boots of levitation.
Yeah.
If I turn off the pterodactyl, I cannot fly.
Yes.
To get the items that I need.
I didn't say Plick Pluck was the last person who could save Cramwell, did
That's
I?
Fair.
I said Pterodactyl Johnny could do it. The Hasted Pterodactyl Johnny.
Right?
The Hasted Pterodactyl Johnny might be able to save.
So this is what I wanted. Muffins, you tie a lasso on a rope.
There is not time
to do. We will. Right. Muffins, you hold on to one end of a rope.
Okay.
And you will jump and hold on to Cramwell. And I will drag the other side of the rope through the portal wherever it goes, land, and we could tie it to the back of Manu when we get there.
Okay, how greasy is Cramwell?
He's pretty greasy.
I could pass him my vampire's shirt, which allows him to turn into smoke.
Very slow-moving smoke.
Yeah, how fast?
The smoke moves very slowly. Yeah,
it's like creeping, like under a door smoke.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's fucking go for it. Let's go for this rope trick.
All right. You know what? I'm gonna go and I'm gonna do a drive-by and then. Muffins, you just decide what you're gonna do.
I'm on board. I'm swinging on the rope like a maniac. My name is Muffins. Welcome to Jackass.
All right, Cramwell, you feel the ground beneath your feet give way. You know that you could have potentially jumped back to give yourself some additional time. But unfortunately, your feet are just too damn greasy. The ground crumbles, and you see swooping into your potential rescue, your last lifeline, as Pterodactyl Johnny and Muffins come back to help you while Manu 1469 watches.
It's such a good show.
Yeah. Cramwell. They come in, they swoop down. Muffins, you have a rope to grab him?
Yeah, I believe I am hanging. So Pterodactyl Johnny is holding one end of the rope, and I'm swinging from the other like Tarzan. One paw outstretched to Cramwell as, you know, like I'm loosely swinging at him.
Okay.
We're basically trying to use this rope to avoid me having to carry two people at once. The rope will have some slack in it, and hopefully by the time I get across...
You know that flying with two people will be difficult, but the amount of range that you have to do is not insurmountable. You wouldn't be able to take this trip with, like, more than this distance. But saving a person trying to almost plummeting to their deaths is probably something that you can handle. With that in mind, I have some very important checks for some very important boys.
Am I one of them?
No. This is for Muffins. Muffins, I need you to roll me a, let's say, athletics check.
Okay. A 12.
Muffins, there's something that you're going to want to do at this point. I'm going to give it to you.
Make up a new character.
Yeah, just to throw it in the trash. Muffins, I'm going to give this to you. Free charge. Flash of genius. It's one of your character things that you can do. You can add your intelligence. He's
going to fucking brain blast his way out of this.
He's going to use his advanced intellect to add his intelligence score to a skill check. That's something that he could do. How much is your int?
Think, Muffins. Think.
Plus 9? Is that possible?
Likely not. It's probably closer to a plus 4.
It's plus 4, and then with proficiencies.
That's the saving throw you're looking at. It is a plus 4. That's what the Flash of Genius is for. So you get to a 16, and then you realize with a moment of panic that the way that you were angling the rope would not work, because when you swooped around, it would go over Cromwell's location. Cromwell, I need you to grab that rope, my greasy boy. I'm going to give you an acrobatics check for this.
That's one thing I'm okay at. I got a 14.
All right. Cramwell, you use your acrobatics from your time in the whatever fucking circus or whatever your bullshit backstory is, and you hold on to dear life, twisting the rope quickly around your greasy hand as you catch just about a foot of it. As Pterodactyl Johnny saves the day once again by flying you all out of the collapsing mind palace.
I think I helped quite a bit on that one.
So I'm good. No strength checks, no concentration.
No strength checks. If you had to do this for an extended period, I'd make you roll one. But we're just going to say that you barely limp the two of them out of the cave as the door frame buckles with a loudening, thunderous crack and just disintegrates into itself, Rumblestash's mind palace being gone entirely.
Oh, I left my robot in there. Can we go back?
You guys all momentarily cry for the missing robots and gasp for breath. You are partially surrounded by a mixture of troops and austere royalty. Cramwell, do you say anything to Manu 1469, who did absolutely just abandon you without second thought for your well-being?
Oh, thank God, Manu. I thought you had died.
There you go.
Yeah, it was a close one.
Around you is a smattering of troops from Blossom's Ridge. They have no fight left in them, as a smattering of troops from Marlena, several of the royal guards, the demons, the snake women, have sort of forced them into a line, or at least are currently doing so. You guys all gasp for breath. The sounds of fighting around the city have quieted significantly. This combat seems to be close to being at an end, and you all take a deep breath of the fresh desert air. grateful that you hadn't fallen because you don't see any of the fallen people around you.
I'm a murderer.
And with that, we're going to have to see what happens next time as we do a little time skip in the Legion of Red Hob. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Legion of Rob. Thank you for your patience. If you have waited this long for the episode, then my God, you are some kind of...
I can tell you are a good doctor because you got a lot of patience.
Oh, God.
Thank you, true believers.
I don't have a child, but a lot of people do call me daddy. Oh, I should have introduced myself as, next season I'll be just, hey, I'm the daddy of the podcast. What's up?
He used to be the cute one, but we got too old.
It's true. As soon as I turned 30, I went from cute to daddy.
So, we have a couple shout outs to do, but nothing too much. We appreciate your listening. As always, check out our Patreon. We have a lot of content. Getting us together as full-grown adults has been more challenging because we all have different weird schedules that we have to do, and capitalism is a nightmare hellscape that we have to all live in, so we all have to keep jobs for some reason. But we do manage to get together one or two of us occasionally and do a special Patreon stuff. Winston and me do a show called the Venture Bros Bros Podcast, where we talk about Venture Bros. Bobby and Winston and I think Chris all did something. What do you guys do?
What do we do, Bobby?
You know, a lot of nothing, honestly. But it's coming out soon.
Wait, am I allowed to say what we talked about?
Yeah.
All right. It is a fan discussion of the hit Peacock series Twisted Metal, despite the fact I don't think any of us had played the games, or if we had, not for a very, very long time.
And I have zero interest in that show.
Oh, Tony. Tony. Wait for the episode.
Yeah. I don't want to spoil our crazy episode.
Review's a shocking one. Let me say that. What do you least expect out of the show, Tony? What's the one thing you don't expect out of a Peacock show for Twisted Metal?
Quality.
All right.
The answer might surprise
you. The answer might surprise you.
And then me and Chris do The Legion Goes Deep, which basically started as us talking about things that interested us, but now it is exclusively reading bad comic books or watching bad TV shows and discussing them as we slowly lose our mind.
Tony does Tony Stash. If you haven't listened to Tony Stash, there's a bunch of D&D content labeled Tony Stash in our Patreon, and you should go listen to it. It is good, and Tony pulls us through some old modules, one of which we just stumble through to the end on accident, which just, that's just like key Gygax era bullshit that we do. We could have done that module for at least like three more months, but we just managed to get to the end by I think we tunneled through a part of it.
Yeah, I like there's a big twist of what's going on, and I 100% did not understand it until like I read the Wikipedia summary.
So you should go do that. Then we have a couple shout outs. Go ahead,
Clark, what is our Patreon?
Patreon.com/Legion of Renob, spelled the way that you suspect.
You had the login
That's
for that,
true. Shut the fuck up with me. This is a joke because Bobby has said, oh, I want to listen to our Patreon stuff. So I sent him a free link, and the last two messages I had sent him were the free link. So, Clark, I understand that we might have had someone that joined us at patreon.com/LegionRenup.
That's right. That's right. His name is Michael. Michael, thank you for doing our Legion of Renup Patreon. He is a dollar patron, which does, I believe, give access to Tony Stash. If you want access to all the other bullshit, I believe that's $5 and above, but that is the top end of our, like, I don't know, goals or whatever the fuck. What are those called? The tiers.
$1 you get Tony Stash in whatever episodes I mistakenly marked as $1. $5 you get every audio thing ever. And I think like 50 I draw something and Bobby does a rap about you and you get to guest star in the show. It's really the deluxe package, and I'm not sure anyone has taken us up on it.
That is okay. I don't think guest starring is on there though. Maybe I don't remember. It's been so long since
because Nasuto was on the show.
That's right, my boy. There's really like we haven't done much like with the tiers, but like just $5 tier, you get all the good stuff. So support us, we appreciate it. Thank you. Who else Wait, we got a shout out, Tony?
You want us to come to your house? You want us to hang out with you? You want me to bring my GameCube and we can play Smash Bros. All day? Maybe. Fine. What's your address? DM me. I'll probably show up.
Kirby Arai.
He will show up. Yeah. We're giving a shout out and a thanks to Caleb, who just, you know, bumped up his Patreon. Sure, man. We'll take it. Thank you very much.
What did he bump it from what to what? Or at least how much is the increase?
It was a 50 cent increase, which I assume is to offset our inflation nearly environment. But, you know, for whatever reason, that was an increase. Sure.
That's we'll 10 cents for each of us.
Yeah, we now charge 50 cents extra for the Scooby-Doo episodes. If you want to understand, look up Scooby-Doo inflation on Google.
I was just, Wikipedia has a page of accounts that have been banned for abuse on the website. And one of them was a person that all they do is edit nonsense into 90s cartoons. And then like the exact quote is, they appear to be obsessed with balloons popping in inflation. This guy's fetish just got leaked on Wikipedia.
Wikipedia canonical.
I was cracking up because the other day, the Yakuza Studios Instagram was posting people at PAX playing the demo for the new game, and their main picture was a guy in the Hostess Dating Simulator. He's just standing there and you can see the whole dude playing the Hostess Dating Simulator in public. Poor guy. Anyway.
Oh man, I hope his wife doesn't see that.
Poor guy just got outed like that. Anyway, speaking of being outed, Alan just became a patron. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you for spending your money on us and not a hostess dating sim or a hostess cupcake. Yeah, you know, with inflation, it's probably about the same price as like a hostess sweet treat, but we last a lot longer. Like, you get fat and it's gone in 10 minutes versus 10 minutes, you're not even done through one of our episodes.
If every concurrent listener gave to our Patreon, we'd have $3. Well, I think that's it.
No, actually, it's not.
I think that's it, everybody. Thank you so
much.
It's not. Something else.
Don't lie to me.
Shout out to our good friend, Tim and Day, who not only is like constantly listening and enjoying our stuff, he recently listened to all of the Scooby-Doo episodes in order of the episode production, not the episodes we made. So it's us losing our fucking minds as we keep making the exact same jokes over and over, unknowing. We do shout-outs that don't exist. We appear to teleport through time, and our mic quality drastically goes up and down. I'm still mad that one of our best episodes sounds like we recorded it within a cave.
Well, I think that's it.
Wow. We can tell the riffing game is top tier today.
You didn't tell me I had to be clever. That's bullshit.
When I just DM'd a whole session, I don't have time to riff.
Yeah, you know how much effort that took me? At least 2 hours.
Winston, I gotta write stuff down as I make it up, and then I gotta read the stuff I just wrote down. You don't know. It's pretty exhausting.
Do we have anything else, Winston?
No.
Okay. Thank you for listening to our show. We appreciate you. We will catch you next time for some Legion Roundup goodness. Hopefully everything goes to plan and we get together soon.
Get home safe.
Shout out to Jimmy Buffett. It's 5 o'clock in heaven. It's been a long time without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I...
Whoa!